God damn, bro, that nigga Matt did never call, bro. But I don't see that nigga everywhere, bro.
Welcome to the Weekly Discovery.
Audible.
My name's JD Myers.
I am Chris Morley, and with us today, our special returning guest,
Danielle Wynn.
Hey.
Hey. How's
hey, guys.
It going?
Hey,
bro. How's it going?
Yeah?
It's going, you say.
You don't think that nigga really good. Getting no money, right?
That's what I like to hear.
I'll be honest. I don't know the song.
You will.
You will in a second.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Oh.
There it is. Thrown on literally 40 minutes ago through an audible there. A James Myers classic.
This was made as a joke, wasn't it?
Yes, actually, he was drunk, and he was ranting about how rappers can say anything in a track. As long as the beat slaps, it'll get popular. So he made this in like 20 minutes, and it's his biggest hit.
Shit slaps.
Legendary.
All right, what are we doing here?
We are doing Weekly Discover episode 20.
Episode
yes, that's
20.
Right. We finally crawled out from under the veil of release radar and are actually trying to branch out again. We've been burned once. A thousand times, but you know what? Let's give it a try.
Go back to the formula.
We have an interchanging playlist of JD and my songs, and two from Danny as well. So we'll see if Spotify's algorithm correctly catered to our tastes, or if we're going to hate our lives.
It could get messy.
We're going to hate our lives either way.
This is true. I came in here feeling
that way. Don't blame the music.
This is true. It's an easy scapegoat. It can't defend itself. God. So, Danny, for people who don't know you, what are you into? What do you do?
I'm a student. I graduate in, almost said in December, right. In like 2 weeks.
Holy yeah, dude.
So that's fun. Don't know what's next. Ooh, yeah. You're not going to graduation.
Come on.
I'm not walking.
Please walk.
No matter how much you beg.
We'll bring posters.
I'm just going to go anyways.
Just go.
I'm gonna get like a cutout manual and like walk it across the stage for you.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure that's fine. Sure, that's fine. Yeah.
No, you have to do it.
I just really like being in the crowd during graduation. My brother graduated high school this year, and at his high school in North Carolina, me and my parents drove down. But people were like being loud, and they called like people's names. You know, they yell and stuff like that.
That's my baby.
Right.
That's my baby.
Yeah. That's my boom. That's my bitch. Like people were like saying, going crazy, like saying
that escalated quickly.
They were saying like, "That's my bitch, get up!" I'm just like, yes. So I got amped up because Taylor Myers is like pretty far in. So I heard like 20 letters worth of people going crazy. And I was just like, I got to go wild. I was the only person in the stands. I like yelled at my mom. I was like, Mom, come on. You got to do it with me. Like, she just sat there and just stared at me. I was like screaming at the top of my lungs. My brother looks up at me. My dad's there. Like standing like off on the side, and he's a piece of shit. We won't need to get into that.
We won't get into our daddy issues.
Yeah, I'm sure I made him super proud right there. But like,
good.
Did you open up the pit? Let's open up this pit.
But it wasn't as fascinating as I imagined. Obviously, because I was a huge letdown. I want to have like a giant group of people just like freaking out. You know.
What was like the venue? Was it just at the high school or?
Yeah, it was at their football stadium with the stands and stuff like that.
I graduated at Constitution Hall, so
I think I did. No, I graduated at UMD.
Oh yeah. It went one of the two ways.
One of those. Five.
Yeah.
I was at Meriwether.
You graduated at Meriwether.
I graduated at Meriwether.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next week, Warped Tour. I love the idea.
You're
of
not
opening
wrong.
Up a pit for graduation.
Yeah. You will never.
God damn, it's so good. Should we get this started?
I guess so.
All right, we're easing into this. We should be ripping off the Band-Aid, but we're doing it slowly. I'll go first.
Yeah.
This is Whether Terrified or Unafraid by 68. Put some fat juicy riffs.
Oh yeah. What's this guy's name again? I should know.
Josh
Scogan.
Scogan.
Yeah.
These two dudes were in the Chariot, right?
Yeah.
Sick.
Norma Jean.
Classic. We opened for the Chariot once.
Yeah, we did.
Two of the members threw down to our music.
They did.
That's like the crowning achievement of my life thus far. I should have known I peaked at like 19.
The guitarist was going nuts. He was fucking throwing hands.
Yeah, dude. And we were down a guitarist too, so I did like all the rhythm guitar parts.
Where'd you play? Apparently, I'm all about whereabouts today. What's the venue?
We need another venue.
I'm there.
You gotta picture it. Yeah.
We're playing at Taylor's high school football field.
Yep. Constitution Hall.
We played at this is gonna date me, but we played at Jack's, but it wasn't called Jack's at the time.
No, it was called Jack's.
No, was it Empire?
And it became Empire afterwards.
In Richmond?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is in Nova, I think. Because Richmond was Kingdom.
There's an Empire in... Ooh, you might be right.
I think it's Nova, because it's next to the fucking bagel place, and there's like a kebab place next to it.
It's like inside the kebab place.
Yeah, it's like downstairs the kebab place.
Sounds like Jam and Java.
Oh, God.
Java. It's like actually just... Yeah, it's in like a strip mall.
Jeez.
I still love Jam and Java. So it's like one of the only venues that my parents felt comfortable dropping me off at. Because Sonar ruined my dad's trust in any concerts.
Oh, God. So. Dude, the underbridge parking
God.
In front of Sonar.
Oh, he sat there.
I've seen so much shit.
And
yeah.
They had a split stage. So completely two different. You know, one was a little bit bigger. And I went to see like some Disney pop band kind of
Hell
thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've told you this story. And then I think Matisyahu, is that who it is?
The like, is Orthodox Jewish rapper,
yeah,
reggae guy?
Yeah, playing on the left side. So my dad's seeing a crowd of, like, stoner, like, people smoking and, like, 40-year-old dudes going in, like, a bunch of them. And he just... I think he tried to get in the venue to, like, see if I was okay. And I don't remember entirely, but...
Good mystery guy.
How old were you?
Like, 16.
Sonar is pretty creepy.
Yeah. Well, they got shut down.
Yes, they did. Something they they were running like a drug ring or something.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah. Of course, I'm out for Sonar. I love Sonar.
I like the side stage. The smaller stage was actually really nice.
I headlined that once at a Reckless Fest 2012 or something like that.
Reckless Fest.
Yeah. Asking Alexandria headlined the other stage.
Yeah.
Wild.
I peaked at 19. I promise.
You're learning that now.
Oh, boy. That was Sonar.
You peaked at 19 because at 19, you like still don't care what people think and you have confidence.
Yeah.
And then you just...
20s hit and the world just comes tumbling down.
A boy did it.
Here we are. Geez. We're thriving. We're here. That's what matters.
We're living our best lives right now.
We're living lives. That's what matters.
You say living lies.
We're living lives. We're living. That's what matters.
That's
okay.
We're living lies.
It's like, yep. Pretty much.
Oh, geez. Well, I'm going to save that 68 track because I like 68. It's just beefy riffs.
Yeah, man. That's a great song.
It's just octave pedal all day.
Two Parts Viper, that album.
They're much better live than on recording. Oh, I find myself not really going to their songs like on Spotify and whatnot, but anytime we see them, it's like such a groove fest.
It's nuts.
Groove fest.
It's a groove fest.
We grooving out here.
It's rad, dude.
I fucking hate that album art of your next song.
I haven't looked at it.
It's very like like Super Prison, Adult Swim style.
Oh, that is weird. That is very strange. All right.
It's peculiar.
This is a Malibu Ken, ASAP Rock, and Tobacco. That is a weird trio with Acid King.
It's actually ASAP Rock.
Oh, sorry.
And he has the biggest vocabulary in hip-hop, last time I checked. Even more so than the Wu-Tang Clan.
Wait, what did I say? ASAP?
ASAP.
I said ASAP?
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
I believe so. But this one,
I was literally reading it.
I might be wrong. I am
no,
slow.
Aesop.
No, it's Aesop.
Yeah.
I said it wrong.
Like the Fables.
Yeah.
Fables.
ASAP Rocky is the rapper.
Yeah. Okay. I was actually reading Aesop. And I just said it wrong.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It's like
on this bitch of an earth. I know about Aesop Rock. He's a white rapper boy with a lot of words.
He's white?
Yeah. He's got a deep ass voice. He's kind of a niche rapper.
Yeah. Check out this
I hate it. Definitely you said Adult Swim. It reminds me of like Broad City opening.
Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to look like an acid. It's like, I don't know.
It's like Ken Doll on acid. Like a whole ton of Botox.
That's a sign of the times.
Yeah, I guess so.
It looks like he got stuck by bumblebees. Like,
I think that's the idea.
Probably.
That's what sells.
Swole face.
Bumblebees would be cheaper.
I looked up Malibu Ken, and the first one is Malibu Ken Doll, 1971, from Mattel. Is it for sale?
I like the... I can't describe it. I don't know what instrument it is. It reminds me of, like, 80s Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, the synth.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I can get behind that. It's always weird for me to hear a rap track with such a refined, like, instrument behind it. It's like, there's more of, like an electronic song, like, more of a trance song, as opposed to, like a trap beat. There's, like, no bass and, like, 64th note hi-hats going.
Right.
Which is fine. That's not what I would expect from Aesop Rock either, because he's weird. He has a great song called Holy Smokes about dismissing Christianity, if you guys want to check that out at any point. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I was getting, like, especially from the meter is flow, is getting, like, vibes,
oh, definitely. I feel like that's like a great parallel, honestly. I feel like Run the Jewel fans probably like A$AP Rocky.
Actually, I really like this. I think it's built pretty well.
Yeah.
So Tobacco is a psychedelic electronic indie pop outfit. Well, he's a member of a psychedelic electronic indie pop outfit called Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Pennsylvania boy.
Huh.
Pennsylvania ain't too far from here.
Yeah, that really felt like the entire instrumental track could have been on, like, an inspirational science video from the 90s.
Yeah.
Like the graphics going by and stuff.
Okay. I'm just picturing kids on bikes, like, riding, like, going to do what they need to do. It's just 80s.
Doing what they gotta do.
Yeah.
I can see, like, the, like, fucking Knight Rider car. Like, some vaporwave shit. I'm gonna save it. I'm not quite sure where it's gonna go, but I think that I probably will save it.
I think I'm gonna save that, too. That was just really interesting.
It was good. I went in with low expectations, so I couldn't get disappointed. So I do it dating as well.
There's still a way to get disappointed.
this is
there's
true.
There's always disappointment on the other side of the rainbow. A big old pot of it. A
big old pot of disappointment. Do you think there's a disappointment leprechaun? Just stashing his disappointment, dishes it out.
I think it's like Danny DeVito. That's Danny DeVito.
Yeah. He's the disappointment.
I can back that.
Although he brings nothing but joy.
Nothing but joy.
But
that means he harbors the disappointment inside of himself.
For everyone else.
Aww.
He shoulders it. He's
conspiracy
a tank.
Theory.
Conspiracy theory.
Hot takes
hot
here.
Hot takes, hot takes.
Hot takes here. The Weekly Discover.
The NSA is texting me and says, hold up. So let's get into the next track.
Yes, sir.
I think I did some research on this because this was literally a random pull for me. I know nothing about this. This is Order Without Order. That's kind of weird. By Deadlights. I think I did some research on the Deadlights. They were a short-lived rock band. And, yeah, they were only banned from 98 to 2000.
Huh.
Hmm.
And their claim to fame was that they played a side stage at Ozfest.
Okay. I have this saved for some reason, and I was wondering where I could have saved it from. I think I hit it like a Southern Rock playlist or Southern Hardcore playlist like a couple of years back.
Alright.
Found this, but it feels like I'm listening to it for the first time.
Hell yeah. It says that this album's from 2017. I might have this is probably mixed up. I feel like this is not an Ozfest band. Oh, this is probably because that's The Deadlights. There you go, the classic The.
Hit that band cam.
Gotta hit that band cam. Wait. When I typed in Deadlights Band, there's Deadlights Band, Deadlights Bandcamp, and Deadlights Band Australia?
Uh-oh.
Are they going on the board? On the map?
Rise of Lights.
Rise of Lights. They're from Brisbane.
Uh-oh.
We got another edition.
Deadlights are going up. Let me get the post-its.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, wait, we got to see where they're from first, actually. Brisbane. Wait, Brisbane? Oh, Brisbane, yeah. You just said that.
I got you, dog.
I can hear, all right? I can read and hear.
Hey, I'm not judging you.
Can read good.
I can read good, speak good.
I feel like that wasn't on purpose, but it served its purpose.
it was better than anything I could have planned.
It's instant karma. It's trying to make friends. You just have a stroke?
Maybe. I think you said that last time you were on as well. I just can't speak, I guess.
It's the office, I'm sorry.
As I punch my fucking microphone. Idiot. See, I'm not like super into this, but it's better than I thought it was going to be because the description I read was a band from 98 that played Ozfest, so yeah. I really expected like some new metal garbage.
Honestly, it's weird because I never listen to much into like one song, but it reminds me of Alisana and the way that they layered those vocals.
I can see that.
I don't know.
With the high harmony?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you brought up Alisana.
Why?
I came off my shuffle like last week and I haven't listened to them in so long. But they were like a novel. Not novel, I guess like groundbreaking with that like that layering style, yeah. how they sing. Like that was, I loved it. I still love it, it's still good.
Yeah. I like the song The Thespian. Mm-hmm. It's like a spoken word part of it. That's the only song I've ever heard by them, I'll be honest.
That's the only one you need to hear.
Yeah.
I'm not going to save that. I think what I got out of it was an addition to our Australia map, and yep. I thank them for that much.
That's fair.
They're already on a playlist for me, so
pass.
Stan, pass it. I'm unchecking.
Unchecking.
That's hell yeah.
What do you have up next? I love the name of this song.
Me too. This is Arch Echo with Hip Dipper.
Hip Dipper.
Hip Dipper. Wow.
All right.
Sounds like the 1975.
Hell yeah.
Arch Echo is the brainchild of five musicians who wish to push the envelope of modern music. Their goal is to create music that is not only complex, but accessible to the listener, delivered with passion and enthusiasm.
They're asking for a lot.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
The way you read that, delivered with passion and enthusiasm. That's good.
Thanks. I tried for that one.
That was good, yeah.
I'm instantly giving them an extra 2 on a scale of 10 because the first under the fans also like is David Maxim Mikic, and I suck that dude's music. His music's so fucking good. God damn it.
I like this a lot.
Ripping them keys. Tearing up the ivories over there.
Ooh! Is it accessible yet? Feels accessible.
It's teetering the line for me.
Feels somewhere between Mikic and Chon.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing for me. I bring it up every time there's an instrumental track on here. It's hard to make this genre of music without seeming like pretentious in the way that you play.
I think that comes in any jazz influence because like the future of jazz is like just so undetermined and so
absolutely
that it's hard to make it new. So they add things that jazz critics are gonna have something to say.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point, actually. It's kind of heavy in the background.
Ooh.
Yeah, they start ripping it a little bit.
Where are these guys from?
Let's find out. Australia.
Ooh.
Sounds like a video game soundtrack, almost.
Yeah.
Or,
mm-hmm.
What kind of video game? Though?
Definitely fighter. I don't know.
Fighter?
I don't know. I can't.
I see like a modern like side scroller.
Modern side.
Like a version of Metroid you could buy on Steam.
I'm hearing it in video game credits.
Okay.
I should
yeah.
be more specific.
I can feel that.
That no one really watches, but when you do, it's like an hour long.
I can see it being like at the end of Smash Melee when you're going through the credits and you're like shooting.
Yeah,
the
I'm shooting all the shit. Yeah, these guys are from Nash That Assville, Tennessee.
Oh,
I fucking love Nashville. The place rules.
Wonder if you could catch a night where Arch Echo are playing at like the place next door to All Them Witches.
Oh hell yeah!
Just go between them.
I saw a bluegrass band when I was down there.
Yeah.
It was like 5 a.m.
That's nice.
It was really late. It was the fifth floor of like an open bar with a bluegrass band playing. I like looked at my phone and I was with like a coworker friend. I was like, dude, we should get back to the hotel. We have to work at 8.
5 a.m.
Totally worth it.
Typical.
Totally worth it.
Typical? Normal?
Yeah, you know. The idea of staying up to 5 a.m. just made me incredibly tired. Just thinking about it. I can't do that anymore.
So we just gotta...
Can't relate.
This is true.
Why not? You just stay awake.
She's a night owl.
Yeah.
Yep. It's all that Overwatch.
This is true.
It's like a game of Overwatch is equivalent to a shot of espresso. I don't know if you know that.
A game of total mayhem.
Total mayhem, yes. Yeah. It depends on, total mayhem, absolutely. But then I get so exhausted. Yeah, it's the come down of like...
You crash.
I'm going to throw up in the words of Christopher Morley. 20-minute games.
Those 20-minute games when you have 27 minutes of objective time make me want to throw up.
That's you.
Gets me sick.
That's your MO.
Yep. That's what I do. So what are your thoughts on a Hip Dipper?
Hip Dipper was pretty nice.
Are you going to save it, though?
Yeah, I think I'm going to throw it on my instrumental playlist.
I thought you were going to say, I think I'm going to throw up.
Yep.
I think I'm going to throw up.
It's a theme. Yeah, I really liked it. It reminded me of Skinny Puppy. I don't know if you've heard them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the, I think they're the best, like most innovative jazz.
Snarky.
Snarky Puppy. I knew the second I said it that it didn't sound right. Snarky Puppy. Yeah. Skinny Puppy.
Skinny Love?
Skinny Love?
No.
Snarky Puppy?
Snarky Puppy, yes. Thank you.
Sketchy Puppy.
I know one
Sleepy
of those.
Sleepy Puppy.
Oh, that's man. The best one.
That's the cutest name for Deathcore.
Google that. You'll forget.
You will not regret it.
No,
you'll forget what you were looking for because you're going to just look at pictures of Sleepy Puppies.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. That was good.
He's doing it right now.
Oh no.
Now that we've lost JD, we'll continue.
This
is one of Danny's tracks. This is Raspberry.
There's a book.
A group love.
A book of
of sleepy puppies.
There's a book.
Group love's so good.
I know what everyone's getting for Christmas this year.
The sleepy puppy book?
Yep.
Can I just have a sleepy puppy?
You do have a sleepy puppy.
Absolutely.
More like lethargic dog.
A lazy fat dog.
Yeah. It's kind of exactly what I would have expected. But yeah. I like it. I like his voice a lot. It's unique.
I'm loving the instrumental. It feels like in the lane of like a like some like Menzinger's tracks. But like a much calmer version.
That yeah, I hear it. From what's the album?
Rented World?
Yes.
That's a great fucking album. That's one of my favorite albums.
Front to back, it's consistent and
absolutely
really good.
Every track's good.
I'm digging this.
What do we know about Group Love? All I know about Group Love is, ironically, they sound nothing like the band Orgy, which is a synonym for Group Love.
Group Love? Is that...
Group Love.
It's not love.
It's not a strong leg to stand on.
Group lust.
Group fuck.
That's exactly what I just.
Group fuck.
They're from LA. They toured at Florence and the Machine, which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, they had a Tongue Tied. I think was that big hit of theirs.
I believe you to be correct. They have much more music than I expected. Yeah, Tongue Tied has over 180 million plays.
There's a song called Colors, I want to say.
Hey, real quick. Yes. Can you plug this into your USB?
Yes.
My computer just died.
Oh, no. We almost had a technological catastrophic failure.
Oh, my God. Seriously, if the Zoom would have turned off in the middle of recording, I would have been so upset.
We've had technical difficulties before. All
right, back on track.
Back on track.
You're making me nervous with your water. It's like partway on your
I did knock over one.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just boned up.
So stoked on the music.
Just fucking stoked about Group Love right now.
Alright, I guess it didn't shut off.
Huh. There's no way you could have idled out at that time.
Yeah, that was weird.
Chorus is
a catchy
one, yeah.
I feel kind of seasick. I'm gonna throw it. I'm currently looking through my playlist because I know exactly where this is going.
His computer's back on.
It's got a mind of its own.
It does.
You want Skynet? This is how you get Skynet.
Hacked.
I already saved that track and put it on a playlist.
Yeah, I feel like that goes on my summer playlist. Even though it's not really summer now, but that'll be nice.
Do you still listen to your summer playlist?
Did you start classifying your playlist under seasons?
I'm starting to.
Or months? Okay.
By seasons. I haven't done one for fall yet because I felt like there wasn't anything.
Also, Maryland just doesn't have fall.
Now it's just winter, yes.
Yeah, it's just winter, so I guess I need a winter playlist.
Do it by month. That's what I do. I mean... I also get tired of, I listen to things so repetitively that if I do like a season, then
it's
the song I added
overplayed.
3 months ago, I'm like,
fucking over it.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense. Months does sound pretty good. All right. I'll have to try that out.
Mine are just all over the place. I do have some seasons, but then I also have like I put that on my sad punk playlist. I have like emotions. Mostly sad ones. I have like 4 sad playlists. I have a sleep playlist. Songs I want to cover, even though I hate covers, but I like doing them. Sad punk.
Like, is a cover every other episode to the podcast?
Is your Danny stuff.
Yep, Danny stuff. Danny stuff's right there. Right next to Cover Girl. I have Coheed. I heard It's the Softest Thing Ever, which is all John Mayer and Jack Johnson. Oh. I have Rhythm and Booze.
Clever girl.
Yeah, I put a lot of effort.
But do you have Siggy in a Tumblr? Because that's what I got.
That's a great name.
Mine are not as imaginative. Mine are like car. October. I don't think I've made it. I'm like here advocating for like doing months, and I think October was my last one. And it was like spooky, scary skeletons.
Hell yes.
And just albums that I've been listening to for 8 years. So
yeah. I feel that. I feel that on every level.
Honestly, most commonly, I just put on my saved songs playlist, which is everything.
Yeah. It's the big one. The big one. All
right,
let's...
What's your... This is your track, right?
Yeah,
is your track.
We're going into it. Hopefully, this should be some fun. This is War Room by Black Market Brass.
There's the brass that we're talking about.
Never heard of it.
It's brand new. This is came out this year.
Oh, these guys are on the instrumental funk playlist made by Spotify. I love that playlist. Do you think I should Google Black Market Brass in incognito mode so the NSA doesn't flag me?
I think so, yes.
Look, if that was...
I'm going for it.
That was true. I'm probably on so many lists for what I Google.
Looking up all the serial killers.
Yeah. The worst is when I can't remember the name of a killer, so I like look up what they did. I'm like, guy who did this to this woman, this girl, and it's like, it always works, but really, it's good that I don't know.
Your NSA agent just has his head in his hands, just like, oh god.
He's like, ugh, cursed podcast.
Cursed podcast.
Making all these normies.
Thanks. Bringing it to the normal culture, yeah. Bringing it mainstream.
Murder. Mainstream murder.
Mainstream murder.
It's my podcast.
There you go.
Hasn't been created yet, but
it'll be there.
Murder's mainstream. Yeah, mainstream murder. It's pretty good.
I don't know. There's already a hometown murder. My favorite murder.
Yeah.
Murder.
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 They got there quick.
Murder in the first.
Get straight to the point.
Murder in the.
Just MRDR now.
MRDR.
Like the band Swimmer. Is it Swimmer?
It is Swimmer, yeah. Swimmers.
SWMRS.
How do I know them?
ASMR?
A swimmer?
I don't know. I just saw something. Random. We're talking about Stranger Things, but Finn Wolfhard. Mm-hmm. His band is touring, I think, this summer.
Okay.
Like, I could be. I don't know.
For some reason, I had them liked on Facebook from like 5 years ago. And I'm like, who are you?
Oh, I like that.
You a fan of horns?
I am. My history of jazz class, really.
History of jazz?
Yeah. Which is really just African American history, so.
Yes, pretty much.
No, I really. It gives me much more perspective for modern jazz and like the influence that jazz has on everything.
Literally.
Yeah.
We should have taken that class.
Yeah.
We took a history of rock and roll.
Which is pretty much
I've black history.
The white version.
Yeah.
It's the appropriation of jazz.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I took that too. I think though, since I've done everything online to get my credits for like arts, I'd have to do something with history or, you know, that's more writing based as opposed to going in and doing like a drawing class or something.
Yeah, history of music is just fun.
It is. And I just get to do all my discussions about artists that I like.
Yes. You thought it was over. Got your ass.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the war room vibe.
Me too.
I hear some hand percussion over there.
Is that Adam?
Get Adam all boned up. Jazz is like the fucking meth version of the blues. You can just literally do whatever you want. It's crazy.
It's that improv.
I respect it.
Yeah, talk about layering. That's it always blows my mind. It's like 8 different instruments at once playing different rhythms and melodies, and it's just
somehow it's cohesive. Yeah.
The fact that they can keep that together is incredibly impressive to me.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know where to put it, but I think I am gonna say War Room. I just need to make a fucking just like random playlist of I don't know where this goes. Just throw that there.
But then you do know where it goes.
Exactly, it's the irony.
Yeah. That goes in that I don't know where that goes. It goes somewhere though.
Where go now?
Where go now?
Where go now?
One word.
One word.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Why use more word when less word?
Do trick.
Work.
Do trick.
It's from me. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man.
I saved that.
I saved it, too. It's a good one.
I cannot
speak for this next one. I have no idea what we're getting into. This is a death by my only. These are some UK boys from what I saw.
Ooh.
The bio is my only regret was a death with a little heart.
What's it linked to? A death is a hyperlink. Oh, just
it goes to the song a death.
All right.
It's signed John, Sam Oliver, and Tom X.
Yes.
It's kisses from Sam Oliver. Under Fans Also Like is a bunch of bands I don't know, but they have Crooks UK.
Oh.
Who, they dropped an album in 2015, and I fucking love that album.
Yeah, you got me on that.
Yeah, they've done nothing since. Their drummer's insane. I literally have every track saved on this album. Damn. And I know for a fact I didn't go through and on purposely do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure I was shuffling. I'm like, oh, this is good. Like,
this is like if Bastille was...
like a post-hardcore band.
Yeah. His voice sounds similar to that, like...
Yeah, I can hear that.
In the beginning. Not as much here, but...
Like the accent and... I don't know how to describe it.
It really does remind me. Can't get it out of my mind, though. not a bad thing.
Hmm. Wait, what did you say?
Bastille.
Bastille. Oh.
They did that like... They did Pompeii?
Yeah.
And they did that fucking recent song with whatever DJ, the happier song, with a really sad music video with the puppy.
Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
It's actually a very good song. I only listened to it because of the video I saw. It was like very sad. I was like, I can't. And then I got the courage.
It was really sad.
Yeah.
It's a great music video though.
I haven't seen it. I'm glad.
You should check it out.
I should probably check it out, I guess.
I was like really tired and in my feelings, so it caught me at the wrong time.
Ooh.
It's the Marley and Me of music videos.
Essentially,
but not. It's that like thing of. The underlying tone is so cheerful, and it's puppy, you know, dogs bring you so much joy and happiness and make such an impact in your life, but then it's like
you will outlive
the death
them.
Part of it is so hard to, you know. You will outlive it. Yeah, there you go.
Sad.
Arcanine's gonna live forever, so he is. I'm not worried about
it's cause
it
because he's not a dog.
I'm also looking into that you know, genetic reproduction. Yeah, cloning. Yes,
you gotta clone him.
Oh my god. If anyone
something would
to be
go
close.
Wrong. Maybe he'll turn out good. Like something will go wrong and he'll just
come up better.
No, what if they just call you? They call you after getting the genetics like, "Oh, turns out it's not a dog, which is why you couldn't find the breed. He's a skinwalker." Which is why he's so strangely shaped.
He just forgot he's a skinwalker.
He likes being He decided he likes people. Yeah, he was he likes some people.
Yeah.
He was haunting some and then he's just like, no, I like this form. Yeah. I'm not gonna stand on my hind legs and chase cars in Native American territory.
Yeah, I'm still gonna nip little kids though.
That's why he has so much extra skin.
It's all hiding it.
He didn't do the walking. He's just skin.
He's not a skin walker. He's just a skin.
I'm not trying to be offensive to Native American history. Here.
Absolutely.
But Arcanine. Yes, it's okay.
Follow him on Instagram at Arcanine the Mutt. And you'll get to see a great A skinwalker, a good old skinwalker boy.
Hey, yesterday I got the notification. Arcanine the Mutt posted after not posting a while. I was like, yes!
Yep. What that means is his social media manager, momager,
his momager.
As Kardashians would say, is awful.
Slacking. He's like the honey boo boo of Instagram models.
Oh no.
I'm fighting sassy, so.
Yeah. He's a good
bad sassy classy.
Fucking, I feel like I want to look into that band. It didn't super stand out to me, but it wasn't, I didn't hate it.
I liked the beginning.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting it to turn into what it did, but.
Yeah. The chorus was nice. His voice, like you were saying, Bastille, I don't know, like parts of it gave me like very weird, like Alexis on Fire vibes.
Okay.
Just like during the chorus.
Yeah.
It was nice. But I don't know if I'm going to save it.
I'm going to save to investigate. And if I listen further into the music and I'm not impressed, then bye.
Yeah. My only.
Bye.
I'm just looking at your next track. I'm fucking stoked on this.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Slapped Up. Full stop. By Sound Mind.
All caps. Slapped Up.
Sound Mind has a 0 and a 1.
Yes.
As the O and the I?
Yes.
Is that what you mean? Okay.
Oh my god, their bio is giving me cancer.
Let's hear it.
I can't read it. All of the I's are replaced with 1s. All the O's are replaced with 0s. All the E's are replaced with 4s.
Wait.
3s.
Yeah, it's like, I'm picturing in my mind. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
From the side here. Like from where I'm sitting, it looks like it's uppercase, lowercase, like the SpongeBob meme.
Yeah.
They replaced 1 S with a dollar sign, but none of the other ones. A triad of sound minds from east to west and all the way down to the dirty, dirty, filthy
bass lines.
Filthy bass lines, heavy rhythms, and funky melodies define a sound that is equally felt as it is heard.
That's actually really difficult.
Damn it, I hate you guys.
Your eyes are bloodshot. There's a vein popping out of his forehead, since you guys can't see.
I fucking hate this.
It's like that meme with the kid at the desk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Fans also like tobacco, who was previously on this episode.
Oh.
Their three tracks are Orange Drank, Slapped Up, and Scarface Bro Hansen.
Scarface Bro Hansen.
I would say I kind of like it, but I'm mad at their bio still.
Yeah, I feel like.
Should write them a strongly worded letter.
The same way they wrote their bio.
Yep.
I'm not going to save it because I'm mad at their bio. I'm not going to lie. It's the pettiest, worst excuse.
I'm going to make a new playlist using the same format that they used for their bio. Special playlist just for them.
God, it's funky beats, but it's B34T5.
When you got two numbers consecutively, that's just cruel. Me.
You should have seen the way they wrote bass lines, dude. JD had to figure it out. I couldn't get it.
B4455L1N3S05.
It's like they're making passwords. Like, that's what my passwords look like.
Like that's how you get on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's Wi-Fi password.
For their studio.
Can you imagine?
I didn't feel like I had a headache till now. We'll start my next track. This is Augury by Drusev Stalin's Musical Endeavors. This is a Baltimore boy.
I love Drusev Stalin.
I've met him a couple times. He seemed nice enough. We met him at a Periphery show at one point.
Okay.
At like Ramstead or something.
Did I have?
He's also the guitarist and a songwriter in To The Ark with our friend Tim Bub.
Yes.
They dropped an album. They dropped an album. It was good. It's been a good year for local metal bands.
Seriously. Now this is interesting too, right?
It sounds like Tim.
The screams do, but the singing is him, I'm pretty sure.
I think he does the singing, yeah. I don't know if he can scream.
We can all scream.
I'm screaming internally right now.
There's ice cream around, I just can't help myself.
Can you imagine anytime ice cream's in the same room as you, you're just like,
I'm just picturing him running after the ice cream truck. It's like, once again, SpongeBob, but chocolate. You're just so stoked. Misinterpreted.
I'm gonna make a hot take real quick. Every gent band from Baltimore sings the same.
No, that's not a hot take. That's proven.
That's truth.
That's truth.
They're all like
epic stuff.
That's the Disturbed Sound of Silence cover style.
Yes.
Trying to operatic.
Be more poor.
Yeah. Pour some out for Ashes of Angels.
Drusev started, 10 years ago or something like that? He's local.
Maybe longer, yeah. He's a local boy.
He started just doing covers and stuff, right?
I think so, yeah.
Man.
I know he's been flown out for, like European, like, tech fest and shit like that.
Yeah.
He still does YouTube stuff. He did, a quick little genty, like, Cardi B thing recently. Here's the gent. I'm not finding anything about guest vocals, so I guess this is him.
Nice. It's expecting.
No, I'm just getting makeup on it.
Same.
I'll clean it. Yeah.
I got grease on mine.
Got grease on it.
That's what noses are for.
Hell yeah. His description on Spotify says Drusev checks every box on the versatility ballot. Often working with artists such as Eric Hendrick's effort, the Aura Borealis Project, Jared Alange, and spearheading the writing and production of To The Ark. Shout outs To The Ark. Come on the pod.
Come on the pod.
Come on the pod. To The Ark's record was great. I think I just love Tim Bunn now. His vocals are so fucking gross. he is having a child and got married recently.
That's all. Fucking awesome, dude. That's really cool.
Good for him, but like I can't help but have that slight feeling of like, am I behind?
Yeah.
And then the huge feeling of thank God that's not me.
Well, he goes 2 years out of his college, so right, 3, 2?
Two, I think.
One.
Two.
Let's
go.
One. Go.
Let's jam.
3, 2, 1, let's jam. Dang.
Party time.
Dang.
Dang. This is unanimous. I've pretty much always loved Joseph's instrumentals, like his music, but I just do not like the Baltimore core singing style. I just don't like it.
I've never really been a fan either, personally. I'm not going to save that because I'm not going to forget about him. We know this dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to his cover of "You're Beautiful."
It's a good one.
100 times later,
"You're Beautiful" by James Blunt.
Oh wait, no.
That's what makes you beautiful.
That's what makes you beautiful. Thank you.
One Direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good one. I'll just listen to "To the Ark," so I can hear Tim Bub go.
Sounds good.
I have no idea what this next song is, but I vibe heavily with the song title.
Yeah, I think that was the reason it's chosen, Chris. I'm pretty sure. It says "Never Fight a Man with a Perm" by Idols.
Solid free advice.
Who are Idols? Are you doing some?
I have Idols. The bio just says idolsband.com, so I guess they're a website.
Is it all caps?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Still don't know who they are, but they've been on my playlist. Like, I can picture it vividly. All caps.
It's like, you about to bring the dish some knowledge out? Is this like with your... Oh, from Laney.
Oh, this is an English punk rock band formed in Bristol in 2011. If it's the same one, Google has betrayed me once already today.
Listening to bands that are like Jamie T and the Rizzle Kicks.
The what?
The Rizzle Kicks?
The Rizzle Kicks, huh?
They're really good.
Okay.
A lot of trumpet, but they're like British, or I want to say British rappers. And Jamie T too, but it's kind of like rock, rap, indie.
That's cool. Damn, we'll have to check that out.
Rizzle Sticks.
Anything?
I think it's Rizzle Kicks. I could.
Rizzle Kicks? Honestly, throw up like a British grime rapper on anything, and I'm usually a fan.
It's like Youngblood. So same with Don Broco. It's that.
Welcome to LA.
Yeah. Come out to LA.
Fuck. Well, if you're inviting me,
come on out.
Don Broco just won some like small award for like best UK band of the year or something like that.
Hell yeah.
Let me see if I can find it.
Oh yeah, that's some stuff safe from Reddit. Travis Scott won a couple of awards.
Hell yeah. Well, his album's great.
Yeah, I like this. It's very British rock rap, that scene.
Yeah.
If you listen to, like Jamie T, Youngblood, it's the same. I like it. Their accents make it sound so much cooler.
Yeah, always.
I don't want to hear an American guy do this.
Yeah. With UK bands, like, I think I've made this claim before, citing Inner Shikari, they either don't sound English at all, or sound like the most English motherfuckers you'll ever hear.
Like, indecipherable, almost.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I can't tell what Rue's saying some of the time when listening to Inner Shikari. I'm like, that's... You're so fucking English. This guy's got a thick accent. Probably a Cockney boy. Yeah, Don Broco won... Best British Band at the Rock Sound Awards.
Damn.
Oh.
Nice.
That I found because Lights won Best International Artist.
You love your Lights.
I love Lights. Artist of the Year was Panic at the Disco.
I roll. Drop
anything this year?
Yeah.
Nothing has impressed me. Like, it's just... I can't get over that cover.
The Hangout cover.
I was gutted. I was ripped.
Gutted.
Gutted.
Nice. Speaking of British.
Yeah, absolutely gutted. Gutted, mate. Gutted.
Fuck. got me. All right, I saved it. One of the threads I saved. Travis Scott got his first Billboard 100.
Hell yeah.
But I saved a thread that was what pop music facts often get swept under the rug, and it's just like an entire thread of like fucked up shit that happens in the music industry. A lot of people talking about. Stuff. But what? Like one of the first ones, all right, so one of the first ones, this is actually really cool. I never heard until recently that during the filming of Oops, I Did It Again, the overhead shot of Britney laying down, a massive camera fell on her head and they had to take her to the ER before they finished filming. Like a
holy
huge
shit.
Camera.
Wow. Hey, I mean, you wouldn't have guessed it.
Yeah.
This is true. Video came
no
out
pain,
well.
No pain, no...
No pain, no.
She was
pain,
working
no
four
millions.
Hours later. Yeah, no millions.
You gotta risk it for the biscuits, boy.
Is Ariana Grande this generation's Britney?
Yes.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I don't love her, but the more that she releases, the more I...
Like her more.
Yeah. And the reason I'm so quick to say yes is because I know the counter argument would be like Taylor Swift. And that makes me want to blow my brains out.
It's Ariana.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I fucking...
I don't think
in terms of pop star, because like I think like Demi Lovato has a much better vocalist. Yeah.
She doesn't have the numbers though.
She's yeah.
compared to Ariana.
Ariana Grande is a pop star, right. Like 100%.
Absolutely,
I think you're right.
Yeah, because it was just like I mean, not even with Thank You Next. Well, I mean with Thank You Next, but just like when I was, I don't know, for some reason I just like had this moment where I was like imagining if I was like 10 and Thank You Next was like the big hit, like when Oops, I Did It Again dropped. Like mm-hmm. no matter who you were. Like, you were listening to that track.
You knew that track.
And the music video, absolutely. And that's the same thing as Oops, I Did It Again. Like, that,
yeah.
It's so iconic.
Yep.
So I hate to say that word, but...
Mm-hmm. It is iconic,
It
yeah.
is actually iconic. And the video for Thank You Next is brilliant.
Yeah.
Just. I still haven't watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
Even I watched it.
I'm missing out.
Dang.
I'll get to it.
All right.
We'll get to it after this.
All right, sounds good.
Next up.
Thank you, next.
Thank you. Thank you, Idols, next. Actually, are you gonna save Idols?
Yeah, yeah. We should go back. I like that. I'm gonna save it.
It was pretty good. I don't know where it's gonna go once again, but I think I will save it.
I was just jamming with the grooves. The grooves are really nice.
Yeah, Groove City, bitch. I guess we'll move forward to
let's do it.
A song I chose solely off the song name, which doesn't get me anywhere ever. But this is Scotty Spliffin by Dikembe.
Scotty Spliffin.
These teachers want us to work, you know. And I say, fine, I'll work. But
bring
you
back
gotta
the samples.
Let me do the kind of work that I want to do.
No artist info.
And for me,
it's
Lindsay,
probably gonna be sad boy shit.
It's my drum kit, man. This is my passion, you know? This is the essence of who I am now.
Type in Dikembe and you're only getting a basketball player. Dikembe Mutombo.
You see what I'm saying?
Not in my house.
You need to find your reason for living.
It says they're from Gainesville, Florida.
Gigantic drum kit, you know?
They embarked on a winter tour with You Blew It.
Hey, maybe I'll buy a clarinet.
Nice.
That was 2011, though. There's gonna be some fucking tiny moving parts, though.
Yeah. You blew it.
You blew it.
I'm no good with math. I'm no sense. Oh yeah, Glockamora. That's the other band.
Glockamora.
Glockamora.
This is off the EP Chicago Bulls. Oh my god. This fucking... All the song names. There's Scotty Spliffin, Luke Bongley, Michael Jordank, and Tony Kakush. Guys like weed.
I think so. Yeah. I think they smoke.
I hope... It's ironic and they're straight edge.
I hope so too.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be shocked. What's he whining about? What wrong?
He didn't get his drum set, man. His drum kit. You just wanted a big giant drum kit.
I could barely hear the narrative in the beginning, so I was like, it's trying, but that's all I heard is drum kit.
Yeah.
Clarinet. Maybe I'll buy a clarinet instead or something.
It's my passion.
I think there's a lack of clarinet in emo music.
Yeah. I wonder why. What's the reason?
I don't know.
Does it not resonate? Audibly? Sonically?
Clarinet is pretty it's pretty mainstream thanks to Squidward.
Yeah, true. They just Nickelodeon uploaded a high definition version of the Bubble Bowl. Sweet Sweet Victory song. To YouTube just the other day. Sweet victory.
There is a huge petition going around to get that performed as a halftime show at the Super Bowl.
I don't know how they have it. It's amazing.
I'm here for it, honestly.
Gets you pumped, yeah.
Yeah.
That would bring so many viewers that would never watch. It's like, okay, have Lady Gaga, Justin, like all you want. No one else, no one cares enough to turn on the Super Bowl when they wouldn't watch it anyway. But do that.
Yeah.
Do a Bubble Bowl.
Oh, hell yeah.
Recreate the, like, the... That song was really short. That we just was that really short or?
Yeah, it was less than 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not gonna save it. If I want that style of music, I have so much of that. Yeah. I might look into the album just for the memes, honestly.
Danny, how do you feel?
I wouldn't say that.
I wasn't a huge fan of his voice.
How do you feel?
I like the sample a little bit. That like kind of drew me in, but I didn't like. Yeah.
And then he opened his damn mouth.
Then he decided to start crooning.
Yeah.
Take it back.
Take it back.
All right.
Sorry, Scotty Spliffin.
Next one. Next time.
Thank you, next.
Thank you, next. Here we come. We're coming in with a...
Fucking goddammit.
Placenta by Tala.
Placenta.
T-A-L-L-A-H. Tala.
T-A-0-1-1.
T-A-1-1-A. Yeah, T-4-1-1-A. 4-H.
God. These guys are also from Pennsylvania.
Nice. Pennsylvania puts out the fucking hits. Or at least
it's always like dirty. Like it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Blech. Violent.
From Brooklyn?
Said they debuted their live set in Brooklyn. At St. Vitus, their Philly premiere at the Voltage Lounge, followed by a West Coast debut performance at the Schechter Show during the NAMM conference. Because I know you're all about the venues, so
yep.
I'd bring that back.
Especially about the venues, and I have no idea what they are because it's not in the city that I know.
All of those. It's kind of weird that a band in this kind of genre would play NAMM.
Yeah, that's
NAMM's most... much more like a technical thing.
But I guess with Schechter, that's like the metal guitar.
Get the Hellraiser with the EMGHCs.
Yeah.
Rock and fucking roll.
Oh, that was Pixieville.
It was. But before that, it was very like Korn style singing.
Yeah.
This is very nu metal influenced.
I like it. So far.
I'm cool with it. So far.
It's got all the right components.
Yes. This part here, exactly what I'm talking about. I don't want to hear like an American person do that.
Yeah.
If that was like, if he had a heavy accent there, it would have been
that much better. I agree.
This doesn't flow.
Do you think people in the UK think like the opposite? They're like, oh, I don't want a crime rapper on this. I want to hear American rapper on this part.
No, unless it's talking about real rappers, and I'm not equating that to like real.
They don't want to hear, like, designer on something.
Yeah. Right, right.
That mumble jank.
What did he just say?
Pretty impressed that he has a placenta.
Yeah.
Proud of him.
It's in my pocket.
It's for his garden.
For his garden.
I guess that's why they're named.
We have Slayer-style solos. I googled placenta. That's exactly what I thought it was. Cool. It's placenta. It's placenta.
Cool.
They're good for your garden.
How?
That's what I was always told, is that in the olden days, you keep the placenta and put it in your garden, and it make your vegetables really good.
I've never heard that, but I know that, like...
Some cultures eat the placenta.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would... My awful white girl's coming out because I'm going to make another Kardashian reference, but they do something where they keep it and it goes into like something, it's not really consumed, but something like that where it's like I don't know.
Like oil face cream?
Yeah. Very, what was her name? Victorian, when they would use, like, virgin's blood, too. Because it as, like, a, they thought it would give them eternal
youth. So fucking metal.
Right?
Virgin blood only.
Yeah.
Purify your face with the blood of a virgin. Dude, this is porn. It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. That's a no.
It was more different than I expected it to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It was different. It was different.
I'll give them the credit there. And that's about all, though.
They threw in a whole bunch of styles and like tropes from different areas of metal, but I don't know.
I say they had like a thrash solo in there.
Yeah, like pig squeals and
like, a fucking corn chorus.
Right.
It's corn with a K, kids.
Chorus with a K also.
Chorus with a K as well.
With a K, yeah. No more K's after that.
No more.
It didn't feel... It felt like they tried too hard to add every component of a popular, you know, like, just pick a lane.
I can get behind that. Like, it felt like almost like copy pasted at certain points, and it made it sloppy for me.
Yeah,
nothing came back around full circle. Yeah, make it
make it sloppy.
That's your Chipotle order. You order and you're like, but make it sloppy.
steak, white rice, black beans, spicy salsa, cheese, sour cream. Make it sloppy for me.
Put it in the brown bag. Just no bowl,
in.
No
bowl or tortilla.
Have them make
just
it in a bowl,
bag.
Or have them make and it in a burrito.
Dump it into the
oh, that's shake so it up. Gross.
Make it sloppy for me.
Do you remember when I just said shake it up, and I'm picturing a brown bag? When Burger King had like the, I don't think it was Cheetos fries, but it was cheese fries, and you got the, like the cheese packet.
Oh
the,
yeah,
like powdered cheese.
Wow.
What? Might have been Kraft brand almost, like.
That was
and you
so
shook it up.
Back. Yeah.
It was like nacho fries from.
Taco Bell,
but
yeah,
gross because they gave you so much of the cheese powder. Mm. I feel like I used to double it up as a kid.
I don't remember that.
I haven't thought about that in fucking forever.
I'm just really hungry.
Yeah,
then let's keep it moving.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah,
no rush. But
we got two.
It's okay. We only got two left. Tracks left, yeah, and I know we like the last one. This one, no idea. This is Doomed by Bring Me the Horizon.
Mm.
Yeah. It's off their album, That's the Spirit.
Oh, so it's not.
So this is, like, newer. 2015?
Yeah.
It's not their last album.
So this is the opening track off of that record, right?
I believe so, yes. This came from the track-by-track commentary version. Luckily, it's not the commentary
one. Yeah. It's like 20 minutes.
Well, I'm only sorry, so this is what this song is about. Tear me to
pieces, sell me for parts. Rise of Lights.
Rise of Lights.
That's what it's about.
You suddenly Australian.
Me?
No.
Ollie Sykes.
Ollie Sykes.
Yeah.
He's honorary he Australian. Oh, Ollie Sykes. Is he still doing his clothing brand?
Drop Dead.
Yeah.
I wonder. Maybe. Probably.
It's probably evolved into more fashion, like. Black craft cult style.
Yeah, as opposed to like
smiley face upside down.
Yeah.
The big rip off.
Do you remember Glamour Kills?
Oh god, yeah, I remember Glamour Kills. Holy shit.
Wow.
The Drop Dead website's edgy.
It's super fun.
It's definitely high piece shit.
Jurassic Park one?
What are the price points?
$120 for a bomber jacket. $60 for a nerdy shirt. That's a button-up though. It's a short sleeve. $40 for a camo tee.
It's honestly not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
We got the Game of Thrones sale.
What?
Game of Thrones clothing. Oh, that's kind of sick, actually.
I'm intrigued.
Yes, it's kind of tight. You should check this out. Is this on the same thing?
It went to a jacket, but it's like in fire and blood.
Yeah.
Velour jacket. No It's like embroidered with.
With like the fucking, yeah.
Yeah,
look
at it. It almost looks like
dragons.
Chinese. Yeah. Fairy. That's really cool.
Traditional.
It's not so in your face like Game of Thrones merch.
They got sigils and a whole bunch of pajama pants.
Sick. That's dope.
They got the Winter is Coming hoodie with extra wide sleeves. It has Game of Thrones and like hardcore font on the thing, and then on the front is just the White Walkers.
I'm
gonna have to remember that.
What other use would you have for wide sleeves other than keeping that fang on you?
For spells, dude. You're a wizard. You gotta keep your trunks up the sleeves.
keep that wand strapped.
Concealed carry license.
For your
you just
wand.
Go to an actual like gun range around. So yeah, I'm just trying to get my training in. Do you own a gun? Just pull out your wand.
open up a case with a stick in it. Love you as a bitch.
The time has finally come, guys. We've made it to the point where Converse that have been drawn on and look like they've been through 2 years of touring are selling for $90.
No.
Being reprinted, mass reprinted, for $90.
Shouldn't surprise me considering we've been there with jeans and t-shirts for like a long time now.
Yeah, this is true.
I wonder if the soles of those Converse are just as you just fold the rubber back like I've seen you guys,
holes.
I know.
God damn it.
Like a negative where arch support would be, it's just a dip in.
Just the fucking heel cup is just worn the fuck out. Oh jeez.
You don't have sciatica? Let's wait and see.
I don't hate this.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring. It sounds like they took like electronic parts and then tried to do what Deftones does.
That's a good point. It's a pretty fair point.
The only album of theirs I've listened to is Sempiternal, and I loved it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just...
Yeah.
They're not really different to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing special.
They're so big now, though.
Yeah.
It's because they did that song with Post Malone, right? Didn't they? Wasn't that like a top 40 thing or something?
What?
I
do not know.
I don't follow Post Malone or Bring Me the Horizon, but that is a thing in my mind. So
let me see.
Shit.
They're touring with the Fever 333.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah. They have. Dude, we're old, dude. I just scrolled like 3 times and haven't even gotten to the first album we listened to from them. There it is. Count your fucking blessings.
Danny Filth.
Yeah, we had that on here. No, I'm not seeing it on here. Oh, geez. Look at his EP.
This is what the Edge of Your Seat was made for.
Maybe it's announced that they were going to. I mean, like Google.
I don't doubt it.
Something?
They're huge.
Yeah.
Now.
They gotta be.
They recently played Re They Have No Reflections at a live show.
What?
It's glorious, dude.
That's fucking sweet.
I feel like they scared so many children.
Oh, yeah. It looks like Bring Me the Horizon and Post Malone are collaborating.
Holy shit.
Via Instagram. Via the gram. They're hanging out together?
Oh my god, there's Ollie and Posty.
With lightsabers!
Let's hit every fandom thing we can to stay relevant. Mm-hmm. And
I love Star Wars. Beam me up.
Beam me up, Daddy.
Beam me up, Daddy. Put that on my tombstone.
And stage dive off of it.
And stage dive off of it. Bitch! I'm going to pass Doomed. It wasn't bad. It was kind of boring.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It's just...
The chorus was catchy.
Yeah.
We'll go into our last track, which I already have saved. Thank you for bringing this to the table, Danny, so that we can end on a good note. This is Sincerity is Scary by the 1975.
End on the best.
That's what I'm saying.
Falls in line with the jazzy theme.
Exactly.
Of today.
Mm-hmm. Half this album feels jazzy. I'm here for it, though.
Yeah.
This album just dropped. November
30th.
Nice.
This is a sad record. Who are these other guys besides Matty Healy? Do they have names?
Do you need me to name them? It's sad. George Adam Ross. Ooh. But really, just Matty Healy.
But really, Matty Healy.
It's like an accepted thing. It's just...
That's like saying, like, who are the other dudes in Maroon 5? Got him.
Yeah.
This is the song that when... My first impression when I heard it, I thought it would be something that Chance the Rapper would rap on. Very jazzy. Very distinctive voice. Can't understand half of what he's saying, but I love it.
Yeah, this song, it's like a reference back to their last album when he wasn't clean and when he was so pretentious about just social issues. And kind of thinking that he knew a lot more than he does. He's still very pretentious. But that's him. That's his thing.
I'm 100% here for his pretentiousness.
Yeah. I like the guy, the choir and the chorus.
Oh, he has a brother?
Maybe.
Yeah, he has a younger brother.
12 years apart.
Whew. Yeah, he's 20. Matty Healy's 29. Yeah. I'm glad he made it past 27.
Yeah.
I was worried there for a while.
Yeah. It's a long year. I'd love the instrumentation on this track.
As beautiful as the album is, I just can't help, like, the production value is so good. And it's just Matty and George solo. It produced the whole thing and wrote almost all of it.
Damn.
And they've been doing that since they started as. But then again, they have their own record label now, so.
Yeah, very nice.
But the
so they can just do what they want.
It's very, like, it's really good.
Yeah, they got the set in stone. Yeah. They stay strapped.
You know, they keep that thing on them.
That wand.
That wand. You know, they keep that wand on them.
You little fucking witchy. Step. You know, I only listened to the 1975 on this podcast, and I kind of love it. I kind of love it.
You kind of love the 1975 or the fact that you only listen to it on the podcast? Mm-hmm.
No. I guess what I was trying to say is that it makes it that much more special.
Yeah.
This is true. I can get behind that.
Half of loving music save. Is like where you're exposed to it and yep. what you can relate it to.
For sure. It's the second goal of this podcast. We're proving that listening to music in a social situation changes how you perceive it the first time.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they got their brass from the black market.
I hope so.
I don't know. Google it and find out.
I've made that mistake once.
Did you know that brass?
What that brass do?
Like, what that brass do? You gotta yeah. keep that brass on me.
You know that brassing someone off is jacking someone off?
Oh.
In what
country
you're slang?
English?
Like American English?
No, like British English.
Okay. Brassing.
I was brassing one off.
No, I was...
I was getting brassed off.
I was actually watching Russell Brand's new special last night.
Oh, it's on Netflix now.
Yeah, and he talks about like Newsweek, like a big British television program. He told one of the person interviewing him, he's like, "I saw your mom. I saw like what she had to do, brass people off, and, like on live television, talking about this interviewer's grandma jacking people off."
Was that like a throwback to when he was really?
It's like last
fucked.
Year. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like last year or something like that wow. when he was. I didn't know anything about this, but he was having some big, huge political outrage and
yeah,
tackling everyone as he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a wild guy.
He's
incredibly
like,
smart.
He's too smart. Yeah. And that's why the idea of when he was an addict is so terrifying.
He, even now, 15 years clean, like, he is the, as someone with bipolar, he is, like, the epitome of manic mode.
But like constant.
Stuck
yes.
in it.
Like he's always, yeah.
I cannot imagine what his swings must have been like.
God. What a dude.
Fucking dude.
I love him. Did you ever finish his book?
I'm like halfway through. He's really hard for me to listen to because he's so verbose and really, really quick. Really, really quick that like I understand most of what he says, but it just takes me a while to like condense what he's saying into what he means.
Especially in a self-help type book, you want to like be able to take these steps and take these this advice and like apply it.
Right,
I know what you mean.
It's not something you want to skim.
Or just be told really quickly.
Yeah.
With like wit and quips in it. Yeah.
It's quick. Yeah.
Glad we kept it British. This is the big British weekly discovery.
big
British weekly discovery.
Yes. With good old Pennsylvania, England.
Yeah.
Good old Pennsylvania, Britain.
With Danny Barry.
Danny Barry.
Chris Hollywood.
Yes. Chris Hollywood. That's just a douche name. I love it. What is the MVP of the episode, guys?
Yeah,
I'm ruling out the 1975.
Oh, fuck, man.
For me. You?
Okay.
For me.
I think I'm pretty sure that's mine. That's my vote.
Really?
Or Slapped Up.
Slapped Up. Absolutely not for me. I'm still mad at their bio. We're beefing.
Say that a lot about me and my dog.
We're beefing.
Just text Nick. Arknett and I are beefing. What do you do? What do you do this time?
What do you do this time?
This time. I guess to run through, we had Malibu Kin with Aesop Rock and Tobacco, I believe. Deadlights, Arch Echo, Group Love. Oh, that was good. Black Market Brass, My Only, A Death. Sound Mind, Truce of Stalin's Musical Endeavors, Idols, all caps, Dikembe, Tala, Bring Me the Horizon, and the 1975. That's a spread.
Yeah. That's a big spread.
Apart from the obvious choice of my MVP being the 1975, I like the Group Love track.
It was really good.
Yeah. And I actually liked the first, the Aesop
song. Yeah, the Malibu Kin, Aesop Rock.
Yeah.
I like how stripped it was and just kind of the vocal, almost a cappella for a while, for parts of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like you were saying, it's not heavy on the bass, and which is so common now.
Yeah. It really was like fresh.
Yeah. Clean.
I'm going Group Love.
All right, shit. Group Love's the MVP, baby. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Well, we've made it through another episode, guys.
We did.
I'm going to throw up.
The total mayhem of episodes. Oh, boy.
What's up? Did you have fun? How do you feel? How do you feel about coming on
the
podcast?
Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. It's always
surprised. You asked me, you're going to... Wait, again?
Yeah.
Of course.
I passed.
Made it past that first... No, you're always welcome back. Also, we're getting food, so that's an important factor.
Yeah, you told me. You're going to get food, and he said, no, it's okay if we do this first. Now you have an hour to think about what you want to eat. I haven't thought about what I want to eat.
It's been 2 hours.
Except Burger King Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh, no.
Gross.
Yuck, I know.
Oh, man.
I would eat them.
I want nacho fries to be back at Taco Bell.
Yeah,
I think they're the best fast food fries I've ever had.
Yeah,
they're really good. They make me feel terrible, though.
Is it worth it?
Everything comes with sacrifice. Absolutely worth it.
Everything's come with sacrifice.
Free advice. And we're closing out here with Where's the Love by the Black Eyed Peas.
The famous Ella Funk.
Ella Funk. They had a song on there that didn't age well.
Fergie?
Oh, no. It's
retarded.
Let's get retarded. That came out.
I thought you just Fergie didn't age well. Just as a human being, not even going at her appearance. Like, she looks great, but just as a human.
Yeah. Fun fact, Fergie loved meth.
Oh, wow.
Really loved meth.
Damn.
Will I Am got her clean.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What a dude.
She was really about that crank. different. She's probably brassed a couple times for the prank.
Yeah, she kept that shit on.
You gotta have people around you. What's funny is Matty Healy from the 1975. I just read an article, and it said that when he finally decided, he's like, I need help.
He went to Will.i.am.
He went to like this super. Yeah, he went to Will.i.am. There it is. He was gonna go to this super nice rehab facility in Barbados with like equestrian therapy and stuff. And he was trying to figure out the finances. Obviously, it's money, but it kind of just. And his manager, Janie, who's been with him the whole time, said, "No, the band's got this." And he said, "No." So the band, it came out of the band's funds.
Wow, that's really.
And
cool.
Obviously, they have enough, but it was like a.
They didn't have
They've
to
been
do
friends
that.
For yeah, it was just really awesome. That's good friends.
That's very nice.
Good not
good nameless friends.
And that kind of makes it even more intense, like
you
have
you're
to stick
held
to it.
It gives you a sense of responsibility.
Yeah.
It's not your thousands of dollars that are going down the drain if you
it's your friends.
Mm-hmm. And the hard work that they I just thought that was good.
That's very nice.
That's the way to do it.
That's a wholesome ending there.
Yeah, you can become clean, but only if you put your entire life on the line. Which is like much what you're doing.
Yeah, it happens.
You're doing it either way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get some fucking food.
Sounds good.
Right. This has been Weekly Discover, episode 20.
My name's Janie Myers.
I am Chris Morley.
And I'm Danny Nguyen.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Stay strapped. In the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world. We only got one world, one world. That's all we got. One world, one world. And something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with the world. Yeah, we only got one world.